This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Angry Old Man Podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational company.
It's opening joke time, and
What?
And the one, and the two, and the three.
And the one, and the two, and the three.
That's not it?
Who's got the joke today?
Oh.
I think I have.
What?
A sort of a joke.
A sort of a joke? Does it mean it's sort of funny, or is it really funny?
Well, it's. I think it's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. Right. Okay, well, let's hear it then.
Well, this involves some statistics.
Statistics?
Huh? Yes, statistics.
All right.
Did you know that it takes 7 seconds for food to pass from your mouth to your stomach?
It does?
It does.
I didn't know.
A human hair can hold about 3 kilograms or 6.5 pounds.
That's pretty strong.
The length of a penis
is often exaggerated.
Well, yes, it is. But the length of a penis is 3 times the length of your thumb.
Really? I've got some really long thumbs here.
Me too.
There goes that exaggeration you were talking about.
Well, that's part of being a man.
So the length of the penis is 3 times the length of your thumb.
That's right. 3 times the length of your thumb.
Okay.
The femur, the big bone in your leg, is as hard as concrete.
Wow, that's tough.
Very tough.
Mm-hmm.
A woman's heart beats faster than a man's.
Okay. Oh.
Women blink 2 times as much as men.
40 times when they're pissed.
Yes, but if they're staring at you without blinking, you better get out of the house.
Now, is this a joke or a trivia contest? What's going on?
It's a joke. I'm getting to the punchline.
All right. If there's a punchline, proceed.
Yeah, please.
We use 300 muscles just to keep our balance when we are standing.
What about when you're drunk?
I think about 2. That's why you tip over.
And a woman has read this entire text while a man is still looking at his thumb.
The following program is presented by the County Anger Management Department. Remember, words spoken in anger are like frying a couple of eggs for breakfast. Only when you crack the egg instead of a yolk, there's a baby chicken there. And no matter how much scotch tape you use, you can't put the egg back together again. And you can't convince an old chicken to sit on it a little bit longer either. So keep that in mind the next time you open your yap. Thank you.
All aboard!
Only parties. We don't sing and we don't dance. We just want to make you happy. Make you laugh until you crap your pants. Come on and laugh until you crap your pants.
Alright, come on, work it out.
You know, I was just sitting here, Curly.
You know?
And I'm noticing that you have incredibly short thumbs.
What are you talking about, man? I've got long thumbs.
You've got little baby thumbs.
I do not.
Don't worry, Curly Q.
Yes.
Your thumbs are long enough.
Oh, thank you, love of my life.
And it's not how long they are.
Right.
It's how you use them.
Exactly. And I know how to use my thumbs.
Yeah, you suck on them.
I don't suck my thumbs.
No, that's my job.
That's your job, honey.
You bet.
Oh, behave, honey.
Yes, in Robert's case, he's all thumbs.
I'm all thumbs.
And it has nothing to do with the size of his wiener.
That's not true.
Remember that one time you told Mama Angelina that she has a short fuse?
Yes, I remember.
And she said to you, I have a short fuse. I'm surprised you can piss through that short fuse of yours. Remember that?
Yes, I remember.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Hi.
We are so happy that you could join us, but today...
What today?
We're going on a trip today.
Aren't you going to introduce us before you tell us about our trip today?
Well, that's because his short-term memory is longer than his thumb.
What? So?
Get it?
No.
That makes no sense. You don't get it.
No, I don't get it.
No.
You have short-term memory,
yeah.
And it's shorter.
Yeah.
And your thumb is
the thumb.
Wet. Oh, forget it.
I just love it when you get all tangled up. And we just leave you hanging there.
Oh, I'm sorry, Curly.
Poor Curly.
You're doing that on purpose. I know it.
What were you trying to say, Curly?
Yes, Curly, go ahead and explain yourself.
What I was trying to say is that Robert's short-term memory is as short as his, member.
But there was no correlation between the short-term memory and the size of his member.
Well, I did.
It was the Curly. Thumb, remember? Or you forgot.
But,
maybe your short-term memory is as short as your thumb.
Well, I was just...
Curly, I think you should just drop it.
Just drop
please.
It.
Yes,
okay.
Curly.
Just drop it.
Drop
I'll
it.
Drop ladies it. And gentlemen, welcome to the Angry Old Man podcast. Let me introduce my friends.
Yes,
before
please.
We tell you that we're embarking on a special trip today.
Oh, yes.
First, I have my lovely bride of countless years.
Countless years.
Yes, countless years.
Oh, great.
Wow. My little lovely Edna.
Hi, everyone. We're so happy you could join us today.
Yes, and to my left, I have the lovely and talented...
Oh, thank you.
...Mr. Harry Cheeks.
Lovely and talented.
Oh. What am I, then?
Lost and confused.
Well, what the hell do you mean I'm lost and confused?
You can't tell the difference between short term memory and the size of your thumb.
Well, what the hell are you talking about now?
Girlie, stop
while you're ahead, okay?
Oh, yeah, knock it off.
Yes,
Robert,
Curly.
I thought I was the lovely and talented and not Mr. Harry Cheeks.
Well, you are. Plus, you are the diva of the Angry Old Man podcast.
Oh, I am the diva.
The diva.
Of the Angry Old Man podcast.
You sure are, honey.
That's a new one, but I'll take it gratefully.
She's the diva.
Yeah.
And I am. What was I?
Uh-oh. The lovely bride of many years.
The lovely bride of many years.
That's correct, yes.
Sounds like a prison sentence.
Well, sure as hell doesn't sound like a compliment.
Jeez.
He couldn't even remember how many
That's
years.
That's right.
He says, my lovely bride of many years.
Yeah, many years.
Many.
How many years, Robert?
Well, right off the top of my head,
what?
I couldn't, count it up.
You couldn't count it up, huh? Is it that difficult?
No.
It's not at the top of your mind how many.
Well,
glorious years you've been with me.
Well, yes, they were glorious years, but I just don't remember how many.
You don't remember?
I've been married so many damn times.
How many times have you been married?
Well, six times I've been married.
Six times?
That's right, I got married six times.
So, Edna is your bride number six?
No, she's my second wife.
Second wife?
Yes.
But what the hell are you talking about? You were married six times,
right?
But Edna is your second wife. How is that possible?
Well, very simple. I married and divorced my first wife, Darlene, five times.
You got married and divorced five times?
Yes, we got married and divorced five times.
Why in the hell would you want to do something like that?
Because we hated each other, but we loved the presents.
You kept getting remarried for the presents.
Yes.
Yes, we loved getting wedding presents.
I've never heard of anything like that.
You did.
But I love it.
Yeah. Anytime we had some appliances break down, we get divorced. And we put the appliances on the list, and...
Their stupid friends would just bring them the new appliances until they got wise.
Oh. They got wise?
Yes, their friends got wise.
Well, what do you mean they got wise?
Well, they figured out that they were getting married and divorced because they needed a new TV or a toaster oven. And then they started giving them just... toasters.
Nothing but fucking toasters. We were swimming in toasters. About the 70th toaster, we called it quits, and that was it.
What'd you do with all the toasters?
Yeah.
Well, I left all the toasters with Darlene.
Oh,
I could give a shit.
You didn't care for toast any longer.
Mm-hmm. If I saw another piece of toast, I was going to kill myself.
It wasn't Darlene. It was the toast that did your marriage in, right?
Well, you can say that our marriage was toast.
It was toast.
It was all over. But then I met my lovely bride of many years. 33, to be exact.
Ah,
and it's been
you remembered.
Just nothing but bliss
ever since.
Marital bliss.
Yes, marital bliss.
That doesn't sound very blissful to me. No. It sounds more toasted than blissful.
Well, at least you know that Edna didn't marry you for appliances.
Nope,
I
didn't.
She's with you. I don't know for what reason, but
I wonder myself.
It's not appliances.
Or money. Yeah, she's definitely not with you for money.
No. That's for damn sure.
We know how much money you've got.
I'm with him because he has very long thumbs.
Goodness.
Now we know the truth.
Yeah. That's right. Sometimes I get confused between the big toe and...
And?
Well, never mind.
Your little toe. You get confused between your toes.
All the time. Well, Robert, we are going on a road trip today. Started talking about that earlier.
That's right.
So maybe we should let our friends know what's happening, where we're going, and why.
Well, the reason we're going on a road trip is our good friends DK and Big B from Cave Crew Radio in Windsor, Ontario, and from New York invited us to join in their Endless Summer Beach Party promotion.
Oh, that's right. So we decided to drive all the way to Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Right.
We're going to drive all the way to Canada?
Yes.
Well, we looked into flying, but it would have cost way too much money, so I think if we drove, it would be a lot more cost-effective.
Well, whose car are we going to take?
Well, we asked Frank if we can use the Belaterra Mobile Home Park Estates van, and he said that, you know, if as long as we pay for our own gas, we'll be fine.
That van is a six-cylinder, but it only runs on two. good luck with that.
Well, what do you suggest? We take your car?
My car wouldn't make it to Rancho Cucamonga.
That's for sure.
Let alone Canada.
Well, I would let you take my little shitbox, but, you know, I can only seat 3.5 people there.
And a half people? How?
Well, half of one seat is missing some springs and cushions. So you'd have to one-cheek it.
Well, I'm sure the van will make it. We just have to take it nice and slow.
Yeah, we'll take it nice and slow. Also, you need your vaccine cards to get into Canada.
Right,
everybody have their vaccine card?
I've got mine.
We have ours.
What about you, Curly? I lost it.
What the hell do you mean you lost your card?
Which part of I lost my card do you not understand?
I understand. You lost your card.
I lost my damn card, okay?
Well, how does one lose his card?
Yes.
Well, one either puts it someplace and can't remember where he put it, or one drops it someplace and can't find the damn card. That's how.
Well, what the hell are we going to do now, Robert? He can't come in with us. How is he going to get into Canada?
He's going to have to sneak into Canada.
I'm going to have to sneak in.
Yes,
you're going to have to sneak in because you can't come in without a vaccine card.
Right. Well, I don't think it's right for me to have to sneak into Canada.
There's thousands of illegals sneaking into America every single day.
So
and you're worried about one idiot sneaking into Canada now. Come on.
Well, where the hell am I going to sneak into Canada? How are we going to then meet up?
I have an idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, Windsor, Ontario, Canada is right across the river from Detroit. Yes, it's only like,
oh my God,
I don't know, maybe a quarter of a mile swim.
A quarter of a mile?
Not even.
It's just a quarter of a mile. Couple strokes and you are there,
but
man.
I'm not a good swimmer, man.
Well, yes, only a quarter of a mile, so maybe we can drop Curly off in Detroit.
Right.
It's not a real good part of town.
What?
He may get robbed and maybe beat up a little
bit. Beat up?
Yeah. But if he plays his cards right, he can he can go down to the river, put his clothing on top of his head, and then swim across. And we'll be waiting at Sandpoint Beach, which is right across the river.
I have to put my clothes on top of my head and then swim across the river.
It's a short distance.
What if I get busted by the Royal Mounted Police?
They're going to mount you and then take you away.
Stop screwing around, man. I'm being serious here, you know?
Curly, they're not watching the border there. Don't worry about it. We'll be waiting for you, and if we see that anybody's coming, we'll, you know, alert you. We'll whistle or something.
You'll whistle.
And it won't take you more than 10 minutes.
No more.
And you're the only one that knows how to operate the uplink studio antenna that is going to get us into the Cave Crew radio studio, because we're doing it from the beach.
All right, fine. I'll give it a shot.
Oh, thank you, Curly. Yeah, fine. We really need you. Otherwise, we'd say stay home, but
well,
you are very, very important.
Now I'm important,
to,
yeah.
Get the signal to the boys, and we promised that we would do it.
Yeah, we promised, so that's very important for us to keep our word.
Yeah. Curly, honey, I need you there by my side.
Oh.
I get so lonesome without you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
You're
yes, more than anything, I will do it for you.
Thank you.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. X has agreed to do an interview with Cave Crew Radio, which will also be on video.
Really?
And it will be available on YouTube and their Facebook.
He's going to show his face. Yeah.
Cave Crew Radio Facebook page, and also on YouTube. You can Google it.
And if you want to see what the old fart looks like, you can go to Cave Crew Radio YouTube page or Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
And after how many years now? I guess 10 years.
10 years.
Podcast.
Yes.
He will finally show his face.
Yes, he will not identify himself, but he does agree to show his face.
Right.
And that took place on Friday, August 19th, because by the time this podcast airs, it will be almost a month later.
Why the delay, Robert?
Well, because we still have to drive to Canada. Curly has to swim across the river.
Oh, God.
We have to do our live podcast from the beach and then drive back and put the whole thing together. That's why it'll take some time.
But who else is going with us?
Yes. Well, Mama Angelina said that she would have loved to have come with us, but she has choir practice.
She has choir practice.
Yes, choir practice.
Okay.
She has a fistula checkup. She has
naturally.
And an appointment to have all the earwax removed from her ears.
Yes, where else would earwax
And she has an appointment at the tattoo parlor.
At the tattoo parlor?
Well, to have a tattoo removed.
Yeah, she's got more pictures on her body than the Discovery Channel. Mama Angelina is full of tattoos.
So I guess, Robert, all that's left is for us to go pack and get on the road,
that
right?
That is correct. Everybody go home and pack.
Pack light. There's not a lot of space.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so the next time you'll hear from us, we'll be in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Little traveling music now, please.
Okay, Robert, you're on.
Are we on?
Yes.
Oh. Hi, everybody. We made it to Sandpoint Beach in Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
I don't see Curly across the river yet.
He's fine.
I hope he didn't get jumped or robbed or something.
I'm sure he did.
No. Hope he's okay.
He is fine. Don't worry. Yes. We'll see him. He should be there any second now.
I gave him a map. I'm sure he can read a map and get down to the river.
Does he have his glasses with him, honey?
Yeah. I think I have them.
You think?
We'll check.
Yeah.
Well, he's as blind as a bat with those...
Let me look at my bag here.
Poor Curly.
Oh, God. All the stuff I brought in here.
Are those his glasses there?
No, those are mine.
Oh, what's that right there?
Oh, my God.
What, did you find his glasses?
No.
What?
But I found his.
His what?
What'd you find?
His vaccination card.
Oh,
my God.
He's gonna flip his lid.
He's going to kill me.
Oh, honey.
Please, no one say anything about me finding the vaccination card.
No.
You can't.
Because I know he'll kill me if he finds out.
Oh, my God.
He's got to swim across the river, and he could have just come with us.
Yes.
Oh,
poor Curly.
Wait. Robert. Wait, there he is. There he is across the river. He's calling to us.
Robert. Yeah, Curly.
Hey, Curly.
You made it, huh?
Yeah, I did.
All right, take your clothes off, and then come on over. Oh, man, he cannot find out that you had his vaccination card the whole time.
Please promise me, all of you, that you are not going to say a word to him about it. Please.
I won't say a word, honey. I promise.
Yeah, me too, honey. I'm not going to say a word. Cheeks, you better keep your mouth shut, too.
I'm not going to say a word. Why would I want to tell him and get him all pissed off?
Yes, please.
Better not.
Well, look.
What?
Those gang members, they're coming in down towards Curly.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Curly!
Curly!
You better get going. See those guys coming towards you?
Oh, shit.
You better jump in the water now, man. Hold them up in your hand and then jump in the water, man.
Just jump.
Jump!
He's drifting.
Shit, he's getting...
Yes.
He's getting pushed by the river.
Curly!
Swim harder!
Yeah.
You're gonna get pushed into Lake Erie.
Oh, crap.
I'm sorry, Curly.
Oh, my gosh.
He's swimming with just one hand.
It's my
fault. Put your clothes on top of your head.
And then swim with both hands.
That's it. Just put your clothes on top of your head. Use both hands.
You're doing a great job, Curly.
The current is pushing him towards us.
Yes.
He's getting over here. Oh, that's good.
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
What happened now?
His pants and his shirt fell off his head into the water.
Oh, crap.
Oh, my God.
My pants and my shirt.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we see. Man. Just bring them with you. You'll dry off when you get here.
Right.
Now, be careful. There are some geese.
Geese.
There are some wild geese down by the water's edge.
Right.
So be careful. Try to avoid them.
Why?
Because they can get nasty sometimes.
Yeah, my rotten luck.
I know. Cheeks, why don't you and Honey go down to the beach and give him a hand when he comes out of the water? Come on.
All right.
And also keep the geese away from him.
All right. Let's go, Mr. Cheeks.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so sorry with all this commotion that's going on here. But we have to, help our friend Curly. He's coming right now. You can hear him swimming
slowly
towards the shore.
Yeah, he's not a good swimmer.
Here comes.
Oh. The geese are coming next. Harry, chase the geese away.
Okay. Get out of here.
Well, got the geese out of the way. Okay.
Yes.
Curly's out of the water. Honey's got a towel around him.
Yeah.
And they're walking up towards us here.
Well, it's a beautiful sunny day and it's warm, so I think he will dry off very quickly.
I'm sure.
He is only wearing his boxer shorts and they're wet.
Well.
But Honey has a towel around him, so he'll be fine.
Curly, so glad you made it.
Yes.
Are you okay?
What an experience.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Easy.
But are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Sit down.
Oh, just a little exhausted.
Easy. I'm sure you are, man.
I made it.
And those geese, this is their mating season, so they can really turn on you. I'm glad that we were able to just shush them into the water.
I really appreciate it. The last thing I needed was for some horny geese to start chasing.
Well, the main thing is that you made it here in one piece, and we're very happy to have you with us.
Yeah, me too.
I was in touch with DK and Big B, and we are going to turn on our
studio link
in a few minutes, but Curly, as soon as you catch your breath, you're going to have to take it down to, closer to the beach a little bit so that we can have a direct link between here and Cave Crew Radio.
Yeah, it has to be line of sight between here and the studio, which is, I guess, in that direction, up that way.
Yeah, exactly in that direction.
Curly,
honey, here, take a little drink of water. I'm sure you are thirsty.
Oh, yes.
You must be.
I drank a lot of that river water, but it tasted like horse piss.
Take it easy.
Nice and slow.
Don't overdo it.
Yeah.
Curly.
Are you okay?
A lot of air went inside of my belly while I drank.
All right. The studio link is right there.
Yeah.
The antenna is right there.
Okay.
Right. So if you're feeling up to it, please go ahead and take it down, and we'll see if we can get in touch with the boys at Cave Crew Radio.
All right.
Curly, I think I better put a safety pin on that towel that's around your...
Good idea.
For what?
Waist. We don't want an accident, God forbid, if your towel fell down.
Oh, yeah.
And you were... You know, fully exposed in front of all the children and the parents here.
Right.
We don't need anyone calling the Canadian Mounted Police.
No, we do not.
Yeah, especially since you don't have your COVID card with you.
Well, honey found
Harry.
Honey found what? She found your glasses.
Oh, yes.
Honey, why don't you hand me my glasses?
Yeah, she found them.
So that I'll see properly.
Here you go, Curly, honey.
Okay.
Put them on. There you go.
Yeah.
Yes, so you can see properly.
Okay, what do you want me to put the pin?
Put it right here, on the side.
Yeah, right there.
Right there.
Ow! Oh, I'm sorry.
You pricked me with the pin.
She didn't
I'm
mean
sorry.
To.
I didn't think it was
hurts.
Going to go in that easy.
Well, it hurts.
Okay, you're all set.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Cheeks, let's put the antenna and unit on his back.
Oh, okay,
give me a hand here.
All right, here we go.
Easy.
All right, Curly, are you ready?
Carefully.
Easy, Curly.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
No, it's all right. I'm
all right.
Okay.
Be careful.
Curly, so just go down.
Okay.
Right for the beach.
For the beach.
And right there where, past the monkey bars.
Past the monkey bars.
Yes, past the monkey bars. Set up the unit there.
Just,
and then you may have to move the antenna around a
little
bit.
Yeah, but you see all those geese down there?
Yes, but you'll be fine. Don't worry
you'll be
about
fine.
It. Just go ahead.
Okay.
If they come towards you, I'm going to send Harry down to chase him away.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Go ahead. I'll come to your rescue.
Okay.
All right. I'll just go set it up and I'll let you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Just be careful.
All right. Just go ahead down towards the monkey bars.
Right. Nice and easy there, buddy.
What's the matter with you, Harry?
What?
Jesus, you almost spilled the beans.
Well, I didn't.
It's all we need is for him to find out she's got the Vax card.
I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking.
He would kill me. I'm telling you.
Just think before you speak, okay?
I'm sorry.
I think a little more to the left.
What?
Left.
Just a little more to the left.
Yes, a little more.
All right. How about this?
Well, that's perfect.
All right, I'll set it here.
Set it there and then put the antenna down facing in that direction.
Yeah, towards the east, like towards Cleveland, right?
Yes, towards Cleveland.
All right, got it.
Harry, are we feeding the uplink from the mixing board?
Yes, the uplink is patched in, and definitely a signal is going into it.
All right, so we're about ready to go.
Channel 254.
I'll switch it to channel 254. Hey, Curly!
Yo?
Turn on the uplink.
All right, here goes.
DK, can you hear me, DK?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you're breaking up really bad.
Yeah, I can hear it, too.
Robert, tell Curly to move a little bit. The antenna's facing the wrong way.
Hey, Curly, move a little bit.
You want me to what?
He wants you to move a little bit.
Where? Where do I move?
Across the lake to Cleveland.
Towards the water.
To the water?
Yes.
There are wild geese everywhere, man.
Don't worry about the wild geese. They're harmless.
They're going to attack me, man.
They're not going to attack you. Just move.
All right.
Ow! What happened?
A fucking goose just bit me.
Hang on, DK.
Ow.
We got a situation.
Get away, you
ah, Jesus. Ow. Cheeks. Go help him. Come on, help him.
What do you want me to do?
Go chase the geese away for him, please.
All right.
Hey, DK.
Yeah, Robert.
Is the signal any better now?
Yes, much better.
Oh, good. It's a lot better here as well. I think we have the goose situation under control. Looks like Cheeks is chasing him into the water now.
Get the fuck out of here! Get out!
Yeah, Harry has a way with animals.
Oh, yes, he's very gentle with animals.
Curly, leave the antenna where it is.
All right, I hope the geese don't come back.
I hope so, too. I don't want him injured any more than he is.
No, that was just a little peck on the ass. That's
all. That was a little more than a peck.
Come on,
the goose got him pretty good.
Curly, honey, are you okay? Were you injured by that nasty old goose?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, good.
One of those fucking geese.
Yeah?
Just left a nice big mark on my right cheek.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It got me but good.
Are you going to be able to carry on now, or we need to get a doctor to see your right cheek?
No, I'll be fine. I don't think I need any medical attention. I'm ready to go. The antenna is in a good spot. I believe that we have a nice, strong signal right now.
That sounds good.
Okay, DK, I guess we're going to take it from here, and when we're done, I'll throw it back to you in the studio. Is that okay by you?
That's perfect.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you're wondering what's happening here today, this is the Angry Old Man Podcast, but today we are not podcasting from our mobile home at Belaterra Mobile Home Park Estates in Belaterra, California. Instead, we're coming to you live from Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Sandpoint Beach, to be more precise. Ah, that's where we are right now.
And it's the only public beach here in Windsor, Ontario.
Yes. Right.
And the reason we're here is to take part in the Endless Summer Beach Party with our friends at Cave Crew Radio, and that would be DK and Big B.
You know, I've been wondering...
What?
What the hell those initials stand for?
Initials?
Because I know that Big B stands for Big Brian, but what about DK? What does DK stand for?
You don't know that he's royalty.
What? He's royalty.
Yeah. DK stands for Duke Kensington.
Duke Kensington.
That's right, Duke Kensington. Well, you know, you've heard of the Kensington Palace and all that back over there across the pond. In UK.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, that's that was where he was born, in Kensington Palace.
No,
he is Duke Kensington.
Wow.
But he doesn't want everybody to know it, so he's just DK here.
DK,
Cave Crew Radio.
He's a duke.
That's right.
So that means he's got a wife and she's a duchess.
Well, if he's a duke, she's got to be a duck.
What the fuck do you mean she's a duck? What's wrong with you, man?
What's wrong with you?
Royalty.
You son of a bitch. I thought you were telling me the truth. I thought we came out here to be with royalty.
The only royalty here is at that snack bar over there. It's called Royal Crown Cola.
Son of a bitch, man.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce my friends,
the lion bastard.
Hey,
first of all, Mr. Curly Fries believes that DK
is
the Duke of Kensington.
And his wife is a duck.
Well, the moment you said she was a duck, I knew you were bullshit.
That's what it took.
Hi, everybody. I'm very happy to be here with you on Sandpoint Beach in Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
And, of course, Curly's better half is Ms. Honeydew.
Yes, I am, and I'm wearing my thong today.
We noticed.
Very skimpy.
It is one of my better ones and smaller ones, actually.
It's so small it disappeared in the crack of your ass.
Jeez, come on, man. Don't be talking like that.
The string in the back has disappeared.
Oh, I know it disappeared, but you don't have to bring it up here.
All I see now is two cheeks, and if I'm there are three cheeks. Her two cheeks and me.
Come on, man.
Three cheeks.
That's the style in Europe, and I love European style.
Honey, do you think that's appropriate?
What?
For you to be wearing something like that?
What do you mean?
I mean, you're an elderly woman.
Edna, don't.
You are...
What?
Shall we say, well endowed?
Yes.
Perhaps overly endowed?
Overly endowed.
In the bottom and the top and...
What does that mean? What are you trying to say?
You want me to spell it out for you, what she's trying to tell you?
Yes, I want to know.
She is trying to tell you that the only thong that would look good on you should be between your toes and not between the cheeks of your ass.
Oh, my
she's
God.
Trying to tell you.
Oh, that is hurtful. That really hurts.
How dare you, man? How dare you? And you too, Edna.
What do you mean?
To be talking like that about the love of my life.
Well, are you trying to tell me that that tiny little thong looks really good on honey?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I think it looks pretty good.
You can't see it. It's buried in the canal of her ass, and her boobs are falling out.
Well,
you can see the areolas and everything.
See, that's the thanks I get for trying to get into the spirit of the endless summer beach party.
Right.
And now all I'm getting is endless insults.
Well, honey, I appreciate your spirit of the endless summer beach party that you came here with.
Yes.
And they're just jealous because of your voluptuousness.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I really appreciate your appreciation.
And I appreciate the fact that you appreciate Curly's appreciation.
Well, but you know who I really appreciate?
Who's that, Robert?
The penis, the penis, and the love spots.
Why do you appreciate those idiots?
Because they're about to come out and perform a very special song that they wrote for our friends DK and Big B to help them celebrate their endless summer beach party.
Oh, that is so generous of
Robert, them. Robert, I think they're ready.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it looks like they're ready to go.
Okay, boys, hit it!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime on the Angry Old Man Podcast as we proudly present the one and only Enos the Penis and the Love Spuds.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for that less than generous round of applause. All right. All right, boys, let's bring it home now. Come on. Hit it.
All right, Enos. It's so good to see you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Enos. I'm so glad you made it. Was it a long trip for you?
Oh, man, Mr. Cheeks. I thought we'd never make it here.
I was hoping.
But we made it, little Edna.
Unfortunately.
I wanted to see your face light up when you saw old Enos.
it's lit up.
My face is also lit up, Mr. Penis.
Oh, Miss Honeydew.
Enos, knock off that Miss Honeydew.
Curly, stop it.
He's being very disrespectful to me.
Curly,
hitting on you like
not.
That. How am I being disrespectful by you?
Yes.
You're doing it in front of me.
I'm just saying hi.
You know, I've just about had enough of you,
Curly,
hitting on my woman.
Your woman?
That's right.
I don't see a ring on my finger, but, Mr. Curly Fries.
But I see your ring in his nose. Let's take it outside, Enos. Come on. Let's go outside.
Curly, we are outside.
Oh, that's right. Then put up your dukes, man. Come on.
No, there's no dukes. Put your dukes down.
Yes.
There's not
going to
be any duking around here, okay?
Well, the only duke here is DK.
Don't start that shit again, Cheeks.
Okay, everybody, let's bring this tension down, okay?
Yes, let's bring it down.
We are here to help our friends celebrate an endless summer beach party.
That's right.
And you are about to start a fight.
Yes, everybody, cool it.
Yes, cool it.
Enos, it is a pleasure to have you with us here at Sandpoint Beach.
You know, Robert, my band, as you know, is with me here. They are formerly known as the Love Spuds.
What do you mean, formerly known as the Love Spuds?
Yeah.
They're not the Love Spuds
what
anymore?
Happened?
That's right, man. They're no longer the Love Spuds. They are now known as the Love Toys.
Oh, the Love Toys.
Oh, that is correct. Enos the Penis and the Love Toys.
Wow, that's a great name.
And you know who I have to thank for that?
Who's that?
The lovely Edna.
Me?
That's right, little Edna.
How did I get so lucky?
Well, in the last episode, as you recall, we were a little late cutting down to Belaterra, California.
So?
And you said maybe it was because we were kidnapped by a motorcycle gang, and they were using us as love toys.
I was hoping.
And I said to myself, you know, that's a hell of a name for a band.
Yes,
and that's
is.
When the Love Spuds became the Love Toys.
Me and my big fat mouth.
Thank you. Thank you very much, little Edna. We appreciate it.
You know, Edis, I may have even a better name for your band.
But I don't think that's possible, little Ed. Now, what is it?
How about Enos the Penis and the Butt Plugs? How's that?
Well, I don't think it was possible, but you did it again. I love that name.
You like that?
Not really, but I like the humor, little old Edna.
Sorry, Edna.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are very happy to be here with you today at Sandpile Beach.
In Sandpoint, dipshit.
Oh, Sandpoint Beach in Ontario, California.
It's Canada, moron.
Oh, it's Canada?
Yes, Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Well, I guess that explains the 10 days of driving here. Anyway, we are so happy to be here to take part in this endless summer beach party.
Of course.
For our friends, DK and Big B from Cave Crew Radio.
Yes.
The title of my song is, I Think My Goose Is Cooked. Because I can feel the gravy running down my leg. Hit it, boys. Oh, I love this groove, man. Oh, give it to me. Come on, play a little guitar for me now. Oh man, that's so good. Get it, get it, get it. Give me a little organ now, come on. Oh, I love that organ, Bubba. Ooh. Yeah. I want some guitar now. Come on, hit that guitar, man.
It's the Angry Old Man Podcast at Sandpoint Beach in Windsor, Ontario, with our buddies DK and Big B. We're not here to make a speech. We are here to look for women prancing topless on the beach. So enjoy your endless summer here on Cave Crew Radio. And we'll keep this party going. Or you'll get goose shit on your shoes. So enjoy your endless summer here on Cave Crew Radio. And we'll keep this party going till we're ass deep in the snow.
Everybody now, come on.
So enjoy your endless summer here on Cave Crew Radio. We'll keep this party going till we're buried as deep in snow.
Let me hear that guitar again, come on.
Yeah.
gentlemen, this concludes our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us here today at Sandpoint Beach in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. We got to get back in the car and head on back to Las Vegas. But there's something I want you to remember. Once a king, always a king. Once a knight is enough. Give it to me one more time. Yeah! Thank you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my band, The Love Toys. They are the hardest working band in show business today. Oh, yeah. On drums, we have Mr. Harvey Lipschitz. Hit it, Harvey. All right, Harvey. Settle down. Settle down, Harvey. Knock it off, Harvey. That boy loves to beat them skins, man. On lead guitar, we have Mr. Harry Johnson. Hit it, Harry. On bass, Mr. Puck Bunny. Hit it, Puck. On keyboards, Mr. Bubaloo. And of course, I'm not Elvis the Pelvis. My name is Enos the Penis. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Enos has left Sandpoint Beach.
Oh, what a fantastic show.
Wasn't that great?
What a load.
Curly, the geese are coming back, man.
They made a run, Curly. Well, they've got a memory.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, crap.
They're going right for you, Curly. Curly, you better get your ass out of here, man. They're going after you.
Curly,
be careful.
Run, Curly, run.
Oh my gosh.
Curly is getting attacked by the geese again. Back to you in the studio.
Curly, sweetheart, keep running. Keep running, please.
Run, Curly. Oh, the humanity, poor Curly.
Keep running, Curly, all the way home. And we made it back.
We sure
safe
did.
And sound to Bella Terra, California. To our little mobile home.
Yes, it was quite an experience, and we were so delighted to take part in the Cave Crew Radio's Endless Summer Beach Party.
And boy, was that a lot of fun. And the best part about it
was what?
Was Curly swimming across the river from Detroit to Sandpoint Beach in Windsor, Ontario.
I think getting attacked by the wild geese was a little bit better.
I think both of you are a couple of sadistic bastards, is what you're
You know, the whole thing could have been avoided had the honey only. What? Went into her purse a little bit earlier and found Curly's vaccination card.
She found what?
Oh my gosh.
She found my...
No, she didn't find it.
You said she found it.
She found your glasses. No. Yeah, that's what she found. She found your glasses.
No, she said she found my vaccination card. Is that true, honey?
I did find it, and I believe it was you who put it in there.
No, it's my fault. Well,
yes, last time we went on a little trip. We went on a cruise down to Mexico.
Y'all?
You told me to hold on to your vaccination card.
Ah.
I put it in my purse, and I forgot about it, as did you.
I guess I did. So... It was my fault.
It was your fault, you big dummy.
So you deserve to get bit on the ass by the wild geese. You deserve to swim across the river from Detroit to Sandpoint Beach.
Yes.
So justice was done.
Karma strikes again.
Oh, help me, Lord.
Curly.
God's got more important things to take care of than
Curly
helping you.
I guess I'll have to start praying a little bit harder.
I think you're right.
A lot harder.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this will do it for this edition of the Angry Old Man Podcast.
It's about time. Yes.
We had a great time going to Canada and spending some time with our friends, DK and Big B.
Right.
If you want to see what Mr. X looks like, well, check out Cave Crew Radio on Facebook or on YouTube.
And you'll see and hear Mr. X talk about the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Right.
And how he does it all.
It's just beyond belief.
Yeah, what he does to me all the time is beyond belief. He has me, doing all kinds of weird crap. I'm losing money.
He loves you.
Most of the time, I just sound so pathetic.
You do.
Thanks to Mr. Ash.
But you have me.
I guess.
And I love you no matter how pathetic you are.
I'm pathetic?
Oh, boy, are you pathetic.
Very pathetic.
But we also love you, Curly, and we're all losing our voices here, so we might as well say goodbye.
Yes, if you have any questions or suggestions, you can reach us at angryoldmanpodcast at gmail.com.
Our Facebook page is also Angry Old Man Podcast, and our website is www.angryoldmanpodcast.com. And there's a little donate button, so you can push that to buy us a cup of coffee.
Or you can buy a tampon for Curly.
A tampon? What's the matter with you?
I'm just kidding, Curly.
We
also want to say hello to some of our new listeners. We have new listeners, four of them, in Serbia.
Oh.
So we would like to say dobrodošli.
Wow. What does that mean, honey?
Yeah, huh?
It means welcome.
Oh, dobrodošli.
Yes, and we also have new listeners in Belgium, South Africa, and in Japan. Welcome to all.
Welcome
to all of you. And, of course, check out our Facebook page. We post new memes and funny jokes almost daily.
So tell your friends about the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Yes.
And we'll see you next time.
So long, everybody.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. Turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.